What I want to do is plunge into the bodhicitta in a power format. When navigating tempestuous waters in your life, in your sadhana, the bodhicitta is the absolute fail-safe go-to position of consciousness. It will integrate you deeply at the level of awakened heart and awakened mind, entire architecture of the four bodies, and the soham, the infinite ocean and the infinite creation. It lends completely dynamic and functional stability in absolutely any situation. When you are moving in intense waters of purification and clarification, you should generate the bodhicitta daily. It will clarify and purify afflictive emotion, confusion, unclear views, misunderstandings. It will lend clarity to any situation. It also kindles the angels of love, generosity, kindness, patience, and it lights the lamp of courage in the heart. Everyone, please prepare your seat. As you know, the seat of the bodhicitta is in the heart region, in the deep heart, at the base of the sternum and back towards the center of the body. There is a celestial akasha, a divine space there. You'll feel it almost, it's like a thermometer, a very fine stream that goes down to the deep and opens up into a well. You don't have to create it with your mind, it's already there. In this space, the vibration of the spontaneously arising vibration of enlightenment is present. As we begin, everyone, please begin cycling the deep bellows breath, deeply and slowly. It's especially important at the beginning to very physically embrace the bellows breath. In other words, really use the bellows of the diaphragm, because it'll very much open up the front of the body and the back of the body. You'll feel all of the streams and nadis in the physical body of the microcosmic orbit. And you'll begin to feel very distinctly that it's simultaneously descending and ascending energies that meet at the heart. Again, listen to the soham. Apply the attention of your will to press the descending and ascending energies. Really animate the entire 3.5 feet of the Sushumna, from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. Feel that space around each of the matrices of the chakras. The space at the base of the spine, in the pelvis, in the belly. At the heart and throat. Up through the center of the brain. Seat of the Bindu, at the back of the head and at the forehead. And at the crown. Expand your attention and grasp it with your will. As this begins to clarify, you feel the way the four bodies are generated there. It's a very powerful division of attention between the front of the body, the back of the body, to the left and right sides, which we would consider the cardinal positions, and the semi-cardinal positions at the angles. All of the pranas begin to articulate, descending and ascending, expanding and contracting, cyclical revolution, infusion. And driving all is the soham. In this way, the rising force of the Chandali, the fire of the Kundalini, and the red bodhicitta rise up to the heart. And the white drop, the white bodhicitta descending from the crown of the head, descend into the heart. And so the entire equilibrium of the red and white forces are balanced and come to meet at the heart. It's a little slippery at first. Use the breath and just settle into it. Use gravity. This produces an incredible explosion of consciousness, arousing and purifying and stabilizing. So essentially, the entire force of the Soham is present and stable in the seat of the bodhicitta at the heart. The red energy of the kundalini rising from the base up to the heart. The white energy of the white bodhicitta descending from the crown. Met and balanced in the heart. Here's the soham, it's a handle. Again, renew your grip, drawing the Kundalini up from the root. Merging it into the heart. Drawing the white drop of the bodhicitta from the crown of the head, drawing it down and merging it at the heart. Use the soham. Attend with the will at the heart. See if you can catch a glimpse of where the individual will meets the universal. You will find that this focuses incredible energy at the seat of the heart, the bodhicitta. Bringing the two red and white forces, the descending and ascending, into equilibrium. That begins to capture the entire body of the three rivers, Ida, Pingala, and Sushumna. heart begins to move like a volcano. As you hold the two forces at the seat of the heart in the well of the bodhicitta, an enormous amount of magnetic spiritual force builds up. Use that force collected at the heart to extend upward and downward, capturing the left and right channel. From the right side, draw the right channel in, tight to the heart. From the left side, draw the Ida channel in, tight to the heart. As they're in close proximity, you can clearly feel and discern the difference of their vibration. That the right side illuminates the left brain, and the Ida, the left side, illuminates the right brain. With that accumulated magnetic force, draw them all into the center stream. This is shown. You can feel the 76,000 nadis branching out from the center, the three rivers. As you hold this vibration in equilibrium, they begin to be flooded with the light of the bodhicitta, making them of a single taste. In this way, you can begin to stop the karma generating winds that are moving in the subtle channels. Listen to the soham. Press your attention to the space in between the breaths. That is where the vibration of the emptiness is the strongest. You can begin to feel the movement of the winds and the subtle nadis coming into a state of cessation. It will be partial at first. But as your sanyama, as your will becomes more intense, it will become complete. Again, renew your grip, the force rising from the root, the white drop descending from the crown. Hold them in equilibrium at the seat of the bodhicitta, in the heart. Now release your samyama. Allow the white drop to move back up your shushumna, past the throat, past the forehead, and reseat at the crown of the head. release the kundalini and allow it to flow into its spontaneous and natural circuit.